you talking to me? It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Ever since I'm a inside of you, spilling over cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out, celebrate. When you can't articulate, just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of.
Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Father God, you are our Father, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want to share a little story with you that happened yesterday. It was interesting, to say the least. But God is, he's proven himself. And the reason I'm sharing this story with you is because I just think maybe you need to know this. And maybe you need to know how serious bewitchment is. And how serious transference of spirits and what devastating effects anger can bring into the life of a person. Some of you know, some of you don't know, but Tedline has several ministers and several prophets. Now, these people may not, sometimes they're on in the morning, they just don't, maybe they're not visible, but I talk to them periodically, especially when they come up with a problem. Well, this Tedliner called me, and they said, maybe you can explain to me what happened. So I said, okay. Maybe I can and maybe I can't, but if it's in Christ Jesus, I know we can find the answer. And God said, I'm about to show you something here. This Tedliner happens to be a minister, and they were a minister when I met them, but they were... They were bound by autoimmune disease. They could only eat like eggs and something else. They were really, 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 really bound. And they had tried all this neuropathic stuff, and they had tried a lot of things, and none of them worked. And they had gone to this other deliverance ministry, so I was kind of like a last resort for them. And then they put their ministry under this ministry. Real good. So they said, one of the members in my ministry something happened to them on their job, and they brought it home. Now, this person has a very high-level, stressful job. So I'm not going to even, I can't anyway, because I don't know. They have a high-level clearance, so don't nobody really know what they do, but we know they work for the government. And something happened on the job, and they became angry. I mean, really angry. So they came home angry. And the headliner said, I was just quiet. I was praying in the spirit. And as I was praying in the spirit, I began to see these shadows. I said, shadows, huh? She said, my spouse cussing up a breeze. Every other word was cussing. And I said, where is he now? That he's in his tool room, because when she said this doesn't happen often, but when it does happen, he goes in his tool room, because as his hobby, he makes furniture, and that's what he does to relax, makes furniture. So in his tool room, he got all these, you know, different kind of tools. And so he's on the verge of retirement. I said, I tell you what, I want you to do something. I said, where is he now? She said, he's in the tool room. In the tool room cussing and making beautiful furniture. I said, I want you to go to the workshop, and I want you to stand at the door, and I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I want to see what's really going on. I said, now, I don't want you to be scared as you're looking, but there's something I want you to see, and there's something God wants you to see, and as God allows you to see it, it's going to answer a question for me. She said, okay. She went there, and then she saw the shadows morph in front of her eyes into demons. And the demons were coming off her husband. And she said she got scared, but she just kept praying. She just kept praying in tongues. And the more she prayed in tongues, the more she saw these demons and come out of her husband. I said, now, bind them, just bind them, and command them to go. I said, now, there's one problem. I said, you can command them from now until Jesus come, not to come back, but they coming back. She said, why? I said, because you cannot control the will of another person. I said, it is your husband's will to allow those spirits to abide in him. It is something in your husband, which you see it now. You see him that are blocking him from coming into the fullness and acceptance of Jesus Christ. I said, and that's what you're looking at right now. Those are the very spirits that are hindering him and blocking him and keeping him from coming into Christ. She said, oh, I said, yeah, you know, I'm thanking God because of the what you went through on the second shift of having your eyes open. I told you they were open, and I told you not to be afraid of what you would be seeing. And what's the first thing you do? You get scared. I said, you told me you were ready for this, but the first time you see it, you get scared. And you forgot everything I said. I said, and don't feel bad. I said, that's how the majority of the Christian believers are. They talk that talk, but they can't walk that walk. So then she called me back. She said, he has changed. I said, I know he has. He had to. And if you keep doing it, if you keep doing it every time they manifest, they're going to realize we'll never take over here. And they'll go. And he will be free enough. I said, you see all those spirits? I said, that's why he's not even free enough to hear the word of God, to receive the word of God, and then to operate on what he receives. I said, because it's all like I've been saying and like you know. And she said to me, you know, this is really good. I said, yeah, because God is really good. And as much as you pray in tongues, as much as you intercede and pray, nothing built your faith like when you saw them demons coming out of your husband. I said, God really blessed you. I said, those were those demons that are coming off his job. Those were those demons that transferred through the airways. Those were those demons that have been hidden, and they remain hidden, and they only come out, only would come out when he got angry. And God finally let you see him because you asked him to. I said, so handle the fear. See, with them, I just tell them what to do. Because you got to get to a point where nobody has to do this stuff for you. You got to do it for yourself. I said, now handle that fear first in you, the fear in you. I said, and secondly, you got to handle your own doubt and unbelief. I said, you've been hearing about it. You've been taught about it. And when it really came in the manifestation where you could see it, you allow fear to take over. She said, oh, wow. I said, no, I'm not upset or anything like that. I said, because look here. That's your house. That's your spouse. And if you want to live with that, I can live with it way over here. It ain't affecting me one bit. I said, but I've been telling you all along what the problem was. And because you ain't never seen that before, you ain't never experienced, you had doubt and unbelief. Doubt and unbelief is a killer. Doubt and unbelief, and you're always going to have it, because if anything Jesus had to contend with, we have to contend with in our own lives until we overcome it. She said, I see a change. I said, that change was brought about by you taking authority over your own house for real. You taking authority and bring and making subject unto you everything that's not of God. And she said, I learned something else too. And brothers and sisters, I don't care how great of a prayer warrior you think you were or you are, you ain't greater than God. The bottom line always rests with God. It could be things going on, and you and I don't know anything about it because we're operating, what, from this one dimension, from this one plane. But I don't know how many dimensions. How many of you, maybe in the chat room, because I can't, you can't tell me in the blog talk. How many of you saw a long time ago the DVD when it came out called Incredible? Incredible. If you saw it in the chat room, just say yes. I saw Incredible. Where Pastor Louis Giglio talks about the Milky Way galaxy and where we are, and he shows you how small and how significantly insignificant you are in the whole big scope of things. I don't know if it's on YouTube or not, but it's called Incredible by Pastor Louis Giglio. If you haven't seen it, you need to look at that. Incredible. It will give you a much broader and better perspective of God than you have right now if you've never seen it. And like I say, I don't know if it's on YouTube. It's old too. It's not real old, but it's like, okay. And what did you think of it? What do you think of it, Sandra? Sandra said, I have seen that. What do you think of it? What did you think of it, or what do you think of it? I think that every Christian needs to hear that message and see that DVD, because I'm afraid that some of you, and people try to do that stuff with me. I try not to do it with anybody. But people have a tendency, you say, amazing perspective. And it's the truth. It's the truth. But people have a tendency to want to bring people to wherever they are. You see, wherever your spouse is in your marriage is where your spouse is. And if your spouse is not walking with God like you are, then they're not where you are. If your sister or your brother are not walking with God like you are, then they're not where you are. If your children are not walking with God like you are, then they're not where you are. If your neighbors are not walking with God like you are, then they're not where you are, brothers and sisters. And they are susceptible to whatever level or to whatever degree they are in Christ. Now, that means that if you got unsaved loved ones, then when they come to your house, they bring in Satan with them. Okay, so Jennifer R. just posted the YouTube. She said, "I believe this is it." Is it blue? Is the front of it blue? Let's see. I don't want to go away from where I'm at because I like for this equipment to be working while it's working. I don't know which phone that is that's buzzing. I don't even know where it is. I hear it, but I don't see it. Oh, that's something different. But if that's it on YouTube, you really need to watch it. You really need to. It's not an option. This is something you need to do. Let's see. Shirley sent me something. You need to see this. You need to watch this. It'll do you a world of good. The Lord told me to pull it out and play it for Monica while she was here. And I did. Let's see. I don't know. I want you to, I really, that's going to be required in this ministry. Some other things going to be required too. Okay? Because right now, we have a pandemic of bewitchment going on here in America. And you got a lot of deceived Americans here. I don't know. Okay, she says it's on Amazon and Indescribable on Louis Giglio's YouTube channel. Okay. His church wrote that song, Indescribable. And this from this message right here, they wrote the song. The song became a hit. And but the message is like, the message, it's one of those messages that you need in your life and you never forget it. Especially if you're if you just need a period. It's just good. But I was looking at that problem that I started talking about the other day. Bewitchment is affecting everybody. Millions of people. Black people, white people, blue people, green people, red people. The devil, put this in the chat room. The devil does not recognize race. The devil doesn't recognize race, and the devil doesn't recognize intelligence, and the devil doesn't recognize beauty either. So the devil doesn't recognize race, intelligence, or beauty. And the devil don't recognize money. Lady called me up and she started talking to me. Yesterday, I had some people in here moving. I took out some of the pews. I told you I was doing that. And it was the last two pews, they're so heavy that the Brother Joe and Santos couldn't do it. And the Lord say, while they're in here, you need to pray. So while they were doing that, and they were so strong and so big, they did it in no time. But in that short period of time that they came in here to move those pews and put them downstairs, they brought in a legion of demons. And I wasn't even dealing with them. Brother Joe was dealing with them. I was in fellowship praying, really. And I looked at them, and I called up. I told you God sent me help in the form of those two people with their rehab company and rehab business. And I said to her, because she takes care of all the cleaning stuff, I said, why you use, you're a believer, I'm a believer, why do you use non-believers in your business? I said, your business would dramatically increase. She said, they're all Christians. My mouth fell open. I said, for real? And then the Lord said, why are you surprised? They don't know nothing about no deliverance. They think they're good Christians. So I said to her, I said, one of your workers is suicidal. I said, another one of your workers been married about four times. Now you got to realize, I never came out and met them. Brother Joe dealt with them. She said, I was going to ask you, because one of them, I said, uh-oh, here it comes. One of them is battling the devil and suicide. I said, I just told you that. She said, how did you know? I said, I got the same Holy Spirit you got. And you know, because they told you. I said, the only reason I know is because God wants something done about it, and he wants somebody to pray for him. I said, so I think you're the one, since they're your workers. And she texts me back. Where's my phone? I would like to read you that text she wrote. See, the Bible says, know them that labor among you. I don't know where I put it. I mean, I was half asleep when she texted to me, because I was praying. I did not want that stuff to make a home here. I didn't even want it to rest here. But nevertheless, it did. So now I told her, I said, when you come to do that work for me, you ask them if I can pray for them before they do it. Because if I can't, they can't do nothing here. Nothing. She said, are you serious? I said, is sin serious? That's how serious I am. I said, people come here to have their life restored. I just went through a big deal where people was coming here, and I had somebody here praying against their deliverance. No wonder I was would be so wore out. So she said, okay. I guess I erased it, but she said, he said that the devil is chasing him and that he's getting tired of trying to fight him. And so what he does, he goes and gets drunk. Because when he gets drunk, you don't have to deal with him. I said, that ain't going to work too long. And so, because she tolerates those devils, and she's pregnant, I said, do you know your baby in your womb is having to fight them devils? That got her attention at last. I said, your baby in your belly is having, I said, because your baby in your womb, I said, the spirit is not a baby. I said, go back and read your Bible. Adam was born a full-grown man. I mean, Adam was created a full-grown man. Ain't no baby demons. When the baby come out the womb, it's got a full-grown spirit. It's the soul that's got to catch up with the spirit. And so I explained that to her. I said, now, I want to explain one more thing to you, too. I said, take your Bible and go read 2 Kings. In 2 Kings, it talks about... talks about the king. I'm trying to remember what I was telling her. And it talks about Jehu. King Jehu, when he was riding and he was going to confront Jezebel. Because y'all know that Jezebel is a symbol of bewitchment, right? And so I was telling her that he rode that horse, the Bible says, furiously. And so a messenger was sent to him to ask him why he was riding in such a way. And King Jehu spoke to the messenger and told the messenger why he was doing this so diligently and vigilantly. And the Bible says over there in 2 Kings that the messenger became part of King Jehu's army. So she was saying, I said, you know, wait until after you have your baby and then begin. I said, but you could start by getting closer to God, you know, and I put her in John. And so why am I telling you this? Because everybody that comes in your life, one way or the other, you ought to be able to see what's in them. You ought to be able to know what's in them. Because in seeing what's in them and knowing what's in them, you know what you will be battling from a hidden perspective. No devil, no demon, no evil spirit is going to come out and tell you, I'm here. It's your responsibility to be able to discern what's in them, what's around you, because what's in them, what's around you, is going to affect your atmosphere. It's going to affect the atmosphere around you. And so that's why I was telling her And I was telling her I was talking about bewitchment. And so it made me think about bewitchment again today. Jezebelic control, domination, manipulation has bewitchment working through it to weaken your soul to the point that it can just bogart its way in, because there's never any witch, any occultist or Satanist that does anything, brothers and sisters, that does not want to dominate, manipulate, and control. And the sad part is you have Christians with the same agenda, with the same plan. And that's the biggest problem that we have right now. You see, God ain't told nobody to dominate you. And God hasn't told anybody to manipulate you. And God has not given anybody any instructions to control you. That's why you have his own Holy Spirit. That's why you have him, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit living in you. Are you following me? It is man's own plan and purpose operating through his what? Ego. Ego. That would tell him that he or she is supposed to dominate, manipulate, or control you. It's not supposed to be like that. Ministry is supposed to free you up to the point where you can follow and be obedient to God better. Now, I'm not telling you to be rebellious, but you see, it's so many spirits of bewitchment operating through false doctrines, false opinions, men deceiving men and women and causing division and strife. And that's the main purpose of bewitchment. Bewitchment is what causes people to be used by the enemy in their own desire to dominate and control somebody. I hate it. I hate it. I detest it. Maybe because I've been in the army. That's the reason I got out of the army. Because the army clamps you down and it teaches you to become a follower of a leader. The army does not agree with independent thinking or independent, you know, period. But it's good because you learn how to be disciplined and you learn how to function as a unit. But how can, and I always notice this, the people who want to control people the most are always the people that are out of control. You want to know a person? Watch how they work to control everything, everybody around them. And when it's way out of control, to the point that it's narcissistic, psychopathic, or sociopathic, then it is demonically that person is demonically led. Bewitchment. Bewitchment has only one purpose, and that is to spiritually influence a person for evil. Bewitchment comes under the influence of witchcraft. It will lie and make you think that you're discerning something, and it's nothing but suspicion and judgment. Bewitchment can cause a person, and it has caused so many people to be misled. You know, bewitchment is also using evil words against a person. Evil words against a person to the point that the person becomes spiritually influenced for evil and comes under the influence of witchcraft so quickly. Bewitchment. Oh, foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you and caused you to believe a lie? Well, my question would be, why you let them bewitch you? You only did it because you fail to seek God and think for yourself. You handicap yourself when you give your mind over to anybody to tell you what to do, and you don't think about it. Now, I'm not talking about being unteachable, because if a person really wants you to know something, you know what they're going to do? They're going to buy you a book. Are they going to, even with books, a book can bring you into bewitchment. If you don't know the agenda and the purpose that the person wrote the book for, you can fall into bewitchment like that. But I know some witches up in Canada. I met them in Newfoundland and St. John's, Canada. They could throw a spell on you faster than you could turn and look from the left to the right. And guess what their origin is? French. They got some witchcraft from France, and they work it a lot over by British Columbia, Vancouver. Some French witchcraft. I've seen it. And I know some indigenous people that can lock you down in 5 minutes. Bewitchment. And yes, it's still going on all day, every day, 365 days a year. People still bewitching people. This lady told me in Jamaica that she had just gotten her paycheck, and a taxi driver pulled up, and she got in the taxi. She don't know what happened. The taxi driver told her, sit up here in the front with me. And by the time she got out the taxi, she didn't have one penny in her purse. Bewitchment. There are some witches. Their voice. Everything the Bible says, they pervert. It's some witches, by the time the word come out their mouth and hit your ear, you haven't even heard what they said. Because the spirits that operate under them and through them and for them and by them have attached on to those words. And as you set yourself to listen, they're coming right into your ear gate. Going right in the ear gate, right up to the mind. Bam, you caught. Why are you talking about this, Erica? Because God is telling me to talk about it. Bewitchment is serious. Hyphenated. Bewitchment. Bewitched. Ongoing. Bewitched. Sometimes it can be so heavy. It can be so heavy, and depending upon the level that they operate at, this might not sound true to you. But you know they can come in through the biggest organ in your body, right? They can come in through the biggest organ in your whole body. What is the biggest organ in your body? What is it? Your skin. They can come in through your skin. Skin have layers, right? Dermis, epidermis. Yeah, Wes, free, filled, and flowing, and seeing. God is confirming everything he's given me. Wes just put in the chat room, Dr. Erica, that is where I was led a few hours ago, Galatians 3:1, in the Dakes commentary. T. Phineas Dakes. I was raised up on that Bible, the Dakes commentary. Yeah, they love to make soap. Why? Because they can come in through your skin. This lady called me up, the same people Jose with, and she's going to tell, I told you about that. The lady say, I got some black soap for you. I said, well, look here. Let me tell you something. Don't send me that. I'll never use it. I won't. She said, well, ain't nothing wrong with it. I didn't even know then that a witch was trying to get me to use their soap. I said, I don't use that. So they didn't get me to bathe with it. They used Jose to put it in a Coca-Cola, and I drank it. Yes, I'm going to be on Bewitchment. I'm going to periodically, it's going to be like a song, how to destroy it. Because I tell you, witches don't quit. But what they forgot, let me tell you what witches, they don't forget it. They haven't forgotten it. They know, I got to find that little book I wrote. The title of the book, it's in the spirit side subject unto you too. I said, witchcraft works whether you believe it or not. It only matters that the witch who works it believes in it, and it works better against you, and it will work against you if you don't ever pray against it. God never said it didn't work. He forbid us to use it. Soap And you know what? I had this paper a couple of weeks ago. I was going to teach on, put this in the chat room. Do you know there's what's trending now is the evil eye jewelry? Jewelry portraying the evil eye. It's everywhere. And you know who made it trendy? Who made it trendy was the Markle lady, that married Prince Harry. She's the one that made it trendy, trendy, trendy. You go on the internet and you look up evil eye jewelry. They got it from $1 or less than a dollar, or you can pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for jewelry made in the image of the evil eye. Now, the Kabbalists push the evil eye in the, I think they call it Lahasa, something like that. It's the hand with the evil eye in the center. The movie stars, the entertainers are pushing this jewelry, the evil eye jewelry. And you know what they tell them? You know how they pushing it? They saying it's the good luck jewelry. That's it, Hamsa. They say it's the good luck jewelry. All the boutiques and all these people pushing it. Walmart even selling the good luck jewelry, the evil eye. They're printing the image on fabric. It's all bewitchment. You know what it portrays? It portrays the Eye of Horus and Kundalini. So they're telling you to buy it so you can have good luck. Good luck. Get money. Whatever. It's all bewitchment. I say it's all bewitchment. And as I was praying about this thing, and I was thinking, you've got to confront this relentlessly. You're going to have to stand up in the devil's face and deal with this. And you cannot have any fear, and you cannot be double-minded. And you can no longer, you can't run around here like it's not bothering me. The red thread with the blue evil eye, that's it. I saw somebody selling a Bible with that on the cover. So Erica, so how can it be so dangerous? Well, look at here. Look at Prince Harry and what's that lady named? Markle? Here's his wife. Ever since she was wearing that stuff, their marriage ain't been peaceful. Just go look on there. She wore it under her wedding dress. Meghan Markle, that's her name. And then she got some of the other British, whatever they call to be royalty or whatever, to buy some and to wear it too. She pushing it big time. Evil eye jewelry. Look it up on YouTube. That's all. If you think I'm making this up, just look it up. Italians love it with they witchcraft, Maloiki. The Kabbalists love it with their Jewish witchcraft. The voodooists love it Vudan. Bewitchment. Who hath bewitched you? Who hath bewitched you? So you say, well, Erica, what effect would that have on me? If they are wearing it, and you look right into that eye, you don't know what kind of spirits they done pray. But you know that the originator of the jewelry didn't pray anything good in it. And then they're going to tell you, don't wear a cross. And if you wear one with the crucifix of Jesus on there, they'll tell you quick, Jesus is not on the cross. But you know what I tell them? You're right. Hallelujah. But it was upon the cross. Praise God that he brought my deliverance. And that's why I wear it, to remind myself I'm delivered. To remind the devil I've been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Bewitchment. Pictures of her going into a botanical in London. That's right. You want to know why Harry had to give up the kingdom or whatever, the British monarchy? I'm not saying that's bad. But his new wife believed in a lot of stuff that he don't know nothing about. And some society tell you it does not work. I told you a minute ago, witchcraft works. God never said it didn't work. God forbid you and I to use it. So Satan came on up in here on the men. But you see, I anoint my floor anyway. I anoint everything in this compound here. Church and fellowship, and I'm going downstairs. The world is divided. They say they want the supernatural. They want spirituality. They want power. That's what they want. Real power comes from the power of God's own Holy Spirit. Real spirituality comes from God's own Holy Spirit. Real spiritual wisdom, understanding, revelation comes from God. And in the name of Jesus Christ this morning, I bind up the spirits of bewitchment. Quickly, one more time. Anoint your feet this morning, because I'm going to pray over your feet again. You know why? The Bible says that everywhere your feet touch is supposed to become holy. God told Moses, take your shoes off, because you're standing on holy ground. I want you to understand, anything involved with a witch, any of those negative evil thoughts are sent to you through airway spirits to bring you under subjection. Any of the scent from those candles that they burn is sent to do you harm. And again, people say, as a matter of fact, that's how I was raised. I was raised wrong in that area, because my mother used to always say, that stuff can't hurt you. if you don't believe in it. Well, she was right about this. She said they can hurt you bad if they can put it in your food because you could be poisoned. And that's exactly what happened to me. Exactly. I got poisoned through bewitchment. Bewitchment. When God tells you, and he will tell you, that a person is not good for you, listen to him. When God tells you, get that person from around you, listen to him. When God tells you that person or those people do not mean you any good, remove yourself from them or remove them from you. And don't be so worried. If God moves or removes one person, he got five he's going to bring in your life to replace them. Five people. If they don't know God, and if they don't know Jesus, and if they don't love God, and if they don't love Jesus, hello, they don't love you because they can't. They can't. Sometimes I try to tell people, they'll say, this is happening with my relative. And I'll say to them, why are you surprised? Why are you expecting them to act like a believer when you know they are a sinner? Why are you expecting them to act like a Christian when you know they don't know Christ? So you got two choices. You can introduce them to Christ, and then you have to understand they got to learn him. They got to learn his ways. And then you got to know, when they know him, they will love him. And when they love him, they will obey him. And when they obey him, then, and only then, are you and that person in agreement, in the same heart, in the same mind, on one accord. The Bible says, what fellowship has a believer with the devil? I think God calls him Belial. What fellowship have a believer with Belial? The Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed, brothers and sisters? Except they be in agreement. You cannot expect an unsaved person to act like a saved person. There is a difference. Thank you, Brother Joe. Between the saved and the unsaved, there's supposed to be a difference. And you got to come out of la-la land and you won't be victimized so much. Jennifer R. just posted in the chat room, 2 Corinthians 6, 13 through 15. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children. Listen, look at this. Be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what path, what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Brothers and sisters, when you begin to recognize your relatives as unsaved, you'll get them saved. When you begin to look at them truthfully and honestly and know that they're in need of a Savior, you'll get them saved. when you begin to look at them for real, when you begin to recognize, man, I'm in all this hell. I'm going through all this hell. They're in worse hell than I am, but I can help them. And in helping them, I help myself as well. You see, when a righteous person engages with another righteous person, righteousness prevails. When goodness hooks up with goodness, then goodness prevails. Do you know, honestly, now you might think I'm out there when I say this, but as long as you hang around poor, broke, poverty-stricken people, you're not going to progress and you're not going to have no money. Why? Because every penny you get, you got them around you trying to take it away from you. The problem I had is these people thought I have a lot of money. I got a lot of Jesus. So my needs are fulfilled. They thought we're going to take that ministry and we're going to get all that money. What money? I don't live by money. I live by faith. I faith in what I need. Faith is a lot better than currency sometimes. But you need money. They work together. The Bible says, we walk by faith and not by sight. The world says, you got to get that money. You got to take it. Let me tell you something. I'll say that for myself. You got to see yourself blessed. And how do you do that? You look at the truth and the reality of what is not blessed. Bewitchment is not blessed. You living in poverty, worrying about how you're going to pay your bill, it's not blessed. Deuteronomy 8 and 9, I think, says, remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power now, to create wealth, that he might establish his kingdom. That he might establish his kingdom. You want more money? Do more for the kingdom. You want more power? Do more for the kingdom. You want more blessings? Do it all for Jesus. Do it all for God. I bind and rebuke the spirit of bewitchment. I break every curse that came on your feet from somewhere you walked behind somebody that was cursed. And I break every curse off your hands and your fingers. Because God say he'll make your fingers to fight and your hands for war. In the name of Jesus, go. Go. Every transferring airway spirit, go. 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 Get out in the name of Jesus. Loose those feet in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of the belly. Come up and out of the belly. Oh, go. Go up and out the stomach. Go up and out the stomach. Go. I destroy the power of airway spirits right now. Spirits you done breathed in through the airways. Spirits you done walked on. I break the power of all defilement through the feet, through the hands, and through the nose, breath. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Go! All the way out. I break every ungodly covenant of bewitchment. Go in the name of Jesus. I bind those spirits up. I renounce your seeds, your deeds, your acts, your works, your deeds, your thoughts and your intentions. Go! Get out. Come out of the stomach. Go! Up and out the stomach. Go! All airway spirits. I command those spirits carrying COVID, germs, virus, bacteria. Go! Get out. Get out! Go! To the pit until the day of redemption of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I bind the works of the flesh. Go! In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out of the stomach. Come out of the stomach right now. I command that growth, that tumor in somebody's stomach, go dissipate. I command those tumors and those growths to dissipate right now. Burst open, go down, and be flushed down the toilet. Go in the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. Out. I break the power of any and all contact with the evil eye jewelry, the evil eye emblem, the evil eye image. Go! Get out. Get out. I break the power of anything that you ever touched that was bewitched, which now got you thinking it's arthritis or bursitis. And I break the power of those spirits that came in through any immune disease, autoimmune disease, fibromyalgia, lupus, and all the rest of them. Go! Right now. All the way out in the name of Jesus. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Thank you, Lord. I told you to come out that stomach. Come out of the pit of the bowels. Go! Get out. Get out of that eardrum. Go! Get out the inner ear. Get out of the inner ear. Go! Now, Father, recreate. Recreate. Bones. Recreate blood. Restructure and change any DNA that's been perverted or twisted through bewitchment. I ask you, God, right the wrongs of the hidden works of darkness through bewitchment. All you spirits, I bind you to the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus, fix us this morning. Fix us.
I want you to fix me, Lord. Ooh, Lord, fix me. To a story about a situation, some trouble with a lady. She was stripped to the ground cause she was messing around, but all of her accusers, they all were having something. looked up at them and said, you all got your sins. She knew that this would be the moment that her soul would be forgiven. She said, oh, Lord, fix me. Yeah, Lord, I'm crying now. Yeah, yeah, fix me. Yeah, yeah, oh, Lord, fix me. Yeah, yeah, fix me, Jesus, fix me.
Hey, now listen to this right here.
Can I tell my story?
Tell your story.
I was in a situation. I had to stretch my money, it was looking funny. I couldn't see my way through when every payment was due. Now I look back and wonder, hey, just how I made it over. And now I'm justified. He had always provided, from the top to the bottom. He's the answer to the problem. When you say, open your mouth, loud, fix me. Under the truth. Help on the way. There's a blessing with your name on it. Put your claim on. Believe, 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 believe in Christ. I'm in need. I want you to fix me, Lord. Fix me, Jesus.
The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! Every nerve malady. Loose those nerves right now. Loose that brain right now. Go! Breathe it out, cough it out, whatever you got to do. Lord, I'm looking for you this morning. I'm looking for you, Jesus.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go. You in your car. You at the house. On your job. Be encouraged, boo. Come on.
Father. And late one night, I really know that it's gonna get
from a mighty long way. That's why we love you.
Come on.
This morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless their brain. Bless their brain. Bless their brain this morning. More of you. Lord God, fill their soul with more of you. More of you. And let it start in the brain and go down. This Captain Shepherd, Erica, first name, I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh,
I want to read something that just came. I'm not going to put the person's name. If they want you to know who they are, they'll let you know. Praise God, Dr. Erica, thank you, because I looked up the evil eye jewelry, and I realized that I had a bracelet like the ones that I saw in the picture. I went up to my jewelry drawer, grabbed it, and poured anointing oil on it and bound up its power on the way, running downstairs to get rid of it inside the glove I had put on my hand because I felt a burning sensation. I didn't know that's what it was. See? Bewitchment. The Lord God rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. Go! Off that hand, out of that house, we destroy every evil work, thought, deed, and action that came through that evil eye jewelry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, I hear this kind of stuff every day. Every day I minister. Every day, not every other day. Every day I receive texts. And people tell me, thank you. I say, all praise, all glory, all honor goes to Jesus. Lord Jesus, you love us. You love us. And you protect us. You see, God gives you these messages and me, us, because he loves us. He loves us. Listen to me. Say that as we go off this morning. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit loves me. Say it. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit loves me. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit loves me.
The second